There was a time when you could hear instrumental songs on Top 40 radio, remember that? Right alongside big-name singers, favorites like Scott Joplin's The Entertainer or Classical Gas. But with a few exceptions, the heyday of pop instrumentals ended decades ago. Now two young musicians are trying to recapture that era. Jeremy Fetzer and Spencer Cullum Jr. have just released their first album. They call themselves Steelism. Julie Height of member station WPLN tagged along as they toured indie record stores in Nashville.
Jeremy Fetzer and Spencer Cullum Jr. are picking me up on the way to Steelism's first in-store performance of the day.
Woo. Welcome to our band van here.
Welcome to the tour van.
It's actually Fetzer's Toyota Corolla with an amp filling half of the back seat.
Do you know the way to the groove from here?
Just go back up to Gallatin.
Go back up straight here.
We wind up in an old house converted into a record store. The rooms are jammed with racks of CDs, vinyl, and cassettes. There's a keg of local beer and just enough room for a band to set up. As unofficial MC, Cullum is the only one who needs a microphone, and his voice stands out in Nashville.
Free pizza and beer, like a party is. Of me.
Cullum was born an hour northeast of London and admits to feeling a little conspicuous in Music City, USA.
I do worry that like people don't understand a word I'm saying, especially when I get excited and I'm like, you know. It's quite funny, a Nashville band coming on stage playing an instrumental twang and then there's this Cockney British guy shouting at them.
Besides, Cullum plays that most un-British of instruments, pedal steel. Cullum's parents have flown in from the UK for these shows. His mom, Jackie, recalls how determined her son was to find his niche.
He said, "Mom, can I borrow the money to buy a pedal steel?" I'd never heard of a pedal steel before, never, ever. And I said, "Well, you know, tell me what it is, tell me how much it is, what do you want it for?" He explained the situation. He said, "Well, Mom, there's so many guitarists in England. I want to play an instrument that nobody else plays."
Cullum discovered one British steel player, BJ Cole, listed in the liner notes of his Elton John LPs and tracked him down for lessons. Across the Atlantic in Ohio, Jeremy Fetzer was engrossed in his own bedroom studies of classic rock, country, and soul guitar. Fetzer plays a Fender Telecaster. Fetzer and Cullum were backing up a singer, Caitlin Rose, on a European tour when they started coming up with wordless tunes during sound checks. Then it got beyond the noodling stage.
Yeah. Spencer always joked that he had this project called Steelism and he had a record deal.
Yeah!
And then, like, eventually, like, I sort of just made him turn into a real band and got a record deal.
There you go.
So we can't joke about it now.
No, I can't, yeah.
That joke is over.
It's become realism.
Their debut album is called 615 to Fame. The first part comes from the area code for Nashville, where the first few songs were recorded. Fame refers to the iconic Muscle Shoals studio where the rest of them were cut. Fetzer and Cullum are trying to revive a golden era of popular instrumentals, a time when movie themes, Booker T and the MGs, The Ventures, and even country steel guitarist Pete Drake made the charts without singers in the mix.
They were big instrumental hits back in the day, and an older generation, they seem to get it more than the younger sometimes. They're like, oh, they're an instrumental band. We've heard of instrumental bands, but younger people haven't, right. You know.
It'll be mainstream enough where, like, it'll attract the music geek LP fans, and people that aren't as educated on old music will be into it as well. That's the goal.
Steelism has a lot more to offer than clever references. They also want to craft truly memorable tunes.
Think of a strong melody and a hook. Melody, melody, melody.
Yeah, it's about the melody. And both of us are such slow players, too. We couldn't pick fast and solo, Chris.
Steelism is not your typical musician's side project. While Jeremy Fetzer and Spencer Cullum Jr. harbor no hopes of hitting the top 10, they wouldn't at all mind scoring a movie or two. For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.